Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour. We've got about 5.5 minutes left of the broadcast, and we're going to fill that up with Bill Menner, who's with us from the Rural Development Office for the USDA. And we're grateful, as always, that he's taken the time to come in here and be with us. Bill, off camera, off mic, we were talking about various programs that you guys help in the food area, from value-added and salsa to a number of other things. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, and when folks say, when I tell folks I'm with the USDA, you know, they assume that we work closely with producers. And in reality, we don't. We work with the small towns that support agriculture. We do help producers do renewable energy or energy efficiency. And we work with local and regional food systems. For example, we did a handful of awards for what we call value-added producer grants recently. And we did a new creamery outside Cedar Rapids and did a feasibility study for an organic vinegar, apple vinegar company out of some other place. And somebody who's going to add, a producer who's going to add value. And we mentioned salsa is something that we've done in the past.
Sure.
But how do you, you mentioned the excitement that's existing around organics and locally grown food
systems, and the idea
that it's not taking away from commodities. Not at all. It is diversifying. And it's, in some ways, it's reaching out to new markets.
Absolutely.
That Saturday morning, Des Moines Farmers Market, this is it. How exciting can it get when you have, 20,000 people downtown?
Now, when you were covering the news and Iowa and all of these things back in the day, you may remember this story. And I think it's so funny because he's now retiring. Our own Senator Tom Harkin is retiring. But I remember there was a story out years ago now that he said, maybe farmers ought to start to take a look at diversification. And he said the word endive. And he was just almost literally laughed out of the state of Iowa. What do you mean, farmers and endive? But that's come to fruition.
Within the form of kale.
Yeah.
How many small producers are growing kale and doing really well? There's a small organic farm in Grinnell, Grinnell Heritage Farm, and Andy and Melissa Dunham, the two operators, are providing kale for Whole Foods here in Des Moines, New Pioneer Co-op in Iowa City. And they employ, I think, I want to say 15 or 20 people during the growing season because their little organic farm, I think they use 12 acres, is going like gangbusters.
Yeah, Larry Cleverly is a friend of mine. You know Larry?
Very well.
Yeah, Larry is, he is like Mr. Organic Farmer for produce. And I think he's also like Mr. Saturday Farmers Market in several locations. But there's another example of a guy who's on a small farm, continues to throw out great produce, not only to the buying public, but also restaurants. And they value added that.
These are all great examples of the innovation that exists in small towns. And it isn't just here in some of the high-tech hubs. It's all over rural Iowa.
It is all over rural Iowa. And we talk about, I've got friends in Hull, Iowa, of all places, that make manure spreaders. I've got, and you'd go on and on and on. And all of these communities out there where good things are happening, and they're happening for the most part, and a lot of help from you guys.
And sometimes our role is simply that, as someone who provides a little bit of help to the local economic developer or the small entrepreneur development group that wants to get things churning. At the end of the day, it's not about the government. It's about what those small towns and the people in those places want to happen. And once they figure that out, we're there with them.
Yeah. Bill Menner, ladies and gentlemen, he is with the Rural Development Office for State of Iowa, actually the United States Department of Agriculture. Do you get to see the secretary from time to time?
I do when he comes into town.
Yeah. He loves that job. He really loves that job.
And now he's the longest serving secretary in 50 years.
Yes. And, I at one time expected him maybe to get out of there and do something different. But I've talked to him on several occasions over the past couple of years, and he loves that job. And I can understand
why. He's good at it.
And he's good at it. That's the other thing. Tom Vilsack is who we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bill, for coming in and chatting with us.
Great to be here.
Appreciate it. Okay, kids, we're out of time. We got to get out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Bill Menner. Also, Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray, the program director for 1350 KRNT, is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayre. For everybody that's I just mentioned, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.